Now for something a little different. For many native Angelenos, the mere thought of chamoy makes one's mouth water. It's Mexico's fruity, sour, salty, savory, spicy flavor combination, most commonly presented in a bright to deep red sauce. Some say it's flavored with apricots, some say plum. Chamoy is elusive, it's hard to define, and its origins are distant and uncertain. Richard Parks III investigated this beloved flavor in a recent episode of his gastro comedy podcast, Richard's Famous Food Podcast. Here it is.
Chamoy. That's right, chamoy.
Whenever you're ready.
It's Mexico's ruby red, fruity, sour, salty, savory, spicy flavor combination. It's used in street-side snacks like tostilocos, with sorbets and raspados, even as a seasoning rim for drinks like micheladas. And it's drizzled atop fresh fruit cut to order on the street. The mere thought of chamoy makes one's mouth water, and its bright red BMW 325i color means it's unmistakable to the eye as it coats your lips and fingers and you slurp, suck, and savor each and every flavor, calling out,
"Chamoy, yo te amo más mucho."
Cut. Yeah, we're not going to use that one.
RFFP.
Thanks, ladies. The thing is, nobody seems to really know what it is.
Chamoy.
Chamoy?
Yeah.
What's
I'm trying
thing?
To figure out what it is.
It's pickled plums.
Es dulce de tamarindo.
It was originally a sauce made from dried apricots.
Plum or an apricot.
I feel like it derivates from, like, chile.
Chamoy is actually the plum.
The Mexican plum, because American plum is too much different.
It can be, like, a liquid flavoring agent kind of thing.
Dry plum, too.
Plum and sugar.
But it's not sweet, though.
Le da otro sabor.
It can be both sweet and savory, too.
¿Sabes lo que es tamarindo?
Tamarindo.
Como tamarindo dulce.
People say it's tamarind.
No. I don't see the relationship in between plum and tamarind.
How do you call pickle in vinegar?
Fermented.
In the spirit of the picle, let it ferment a little bit. Some lime juice.
Syrup.
Messing around with salt.
And maybe some sugar and maybe some fruit.
And the chile.
It's kind of all over the place.
And I should know this because it's my heritage, but I'm not quite sure.
I don't really want to tell you what I put in there.
Así se llama chamoy. No sé cómo lo preparen.
Anyways, here we go.
So on this episode of Richard's Famous, we're going on a voyage de la chamoyage on the streets of L.A. in search of the definition and meaning of Mexico's superlative flavor combination. Hopefully, by the time we're done, I'll be able to make my nephew Turner a chamoy boy. What is chamoy to those who love it? Where did it come from? And where is it going?
What is it, girl?
Don't worry, I can speak a little Espanol. Right, I'm not fluent, pero
actually,
you know what? If I have to, I can always throw out a little of the old tu vas ustedes vayan. No, girl, it's
tu vas ustedes vayan.
Como cuando.
Anyways.
Hang on, let me try that in Spanish.
Ni al caso.
Ritmo sabor.
Welcome to L.A., the most Mexican city in America. With roughly 20 million residents in the greater L.A. area, the dominating country of origin is Mexico. And you can feel it in the flavors and the colors of L.A.'s culture and cuisine. Here, chamoy is as common as a traffic jam.
Hi, my name is Risa Lopez. I'm the co-owner of Que La Getza Restaurant and author of Oaxaca, Home Cooking from the Heart of Mexico.
When I think of chamoy, I think of candy. I think of childhood. I think of tangy. I think of spicy. I think of every flavor that if you're Mexican or Mexican-American, you grew up loving as a child. I just absolutely freaking love chamoy. Look, my mouth, even it's watering. I'm talking about it.
Like a tiny rainbow, the bright multicolored umbrella appears, the unmistakable sign of a fruit cart. One of a countless number that pop up streetside on the daily all across L.A.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y usted?
Bien, bien. ¿Qué te voy a dar?
The fruit is as colorful as the umbrella shielding it from the L.A. sun. Bright yellow pineapple, deep red watermelon, oranges, papayas, mangoes.
¿Sí? ¿Cómo okay. te lo preparo?
Con chamoy.
¿Y chile? Claro que sí.
Everything is fresh. Everything is cut to order.
Estoy grabando. ¿Está bien?
Ah, está bien. No problema. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Ricardo.
Ricardo, okay. Yo me llamo Norma.
Wearing gloves, Norma reaches into the glass-walled ice chest and slices the fruit into bite-sized chunks, which she layers into a transparent quart-sized cup.
¿Y usted de dónde?
Yo soy de México, sí. De la Ciudad de México.
En México, chamoy es...
Es mucho, muy rico. Miguelitos, paletas, cerveza con chamoy. Mucho chamoy.
And on top of the fruit, she adds a few slices of cucumber, which prompts me to give her a business card.
¿Qué es eso?
Yo como... ¿Cómo se dice?
Pepino. Sí, pepino. Sí.
Now the cup is filled to overflowing. Norma seasons it with salt, the juice of two limes, and a generous glug of bright red chamoy from a liter jug. Last, she adds a dusting of tajin, the dehydrated lime and chili spice mix that plays rainbow sprinkles to chamoy's caramel sauce.
El chamoy es agridulce.
It translates as bittersweet.
Gracias. All right, now I'm going to enjoy a little bit of this fruit.
The chamoy and the tajin add acidity, sourness, and a spicy kick to the cold, sweet fruit. While eating, I fall in with one of Norma's other clients.
All right, so my name is Charlie. I'm from South Central, 51st and Wall, all day, every day. And yeah, I'm just a regular kid coming, I don't know, to a building with my mom. I don't know what I'm doing here, but yeah.
Waiting for your mom, having some fruit?
Yeah.
You get a lot of fruit snacks?
Yeah. All day, every day.
So how is it?
Smacking, so good.
What do you look for when you get fruit on the street?
It has to have some lime, chamoy, and tajin.
How important is the chamoy to everything?
It's everything, man.
For someone who's never tasted chamoy, how would you describe it?
It's like a Mexican candy, like the best thing in the world.
Do you see a lot of that on Halloween when you go trick-or-treating?
Well, where I live at, so it's like the hood, so yeah, we see a lot, but like around here, like it's like better now. It's all Central. Represent all day, every day. Yeah.
Cool. Here, let me give you a card. I'm recording a podcast.
You know me. Gotta be networking all day, every day.
At Richard's Famous.
Represent all day, every day.
Yeah, so it's Richard's Famous Food Podcast.
My thanks to Richard Parks III for sharing this excerpt of Richard's Famous Food Podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast to hear the full version of the episode. After a short break, the market report. Don't go anywhere.